El mal de África.
El mal de África.
El mal de África. El mal de África.
Malcolm X said, and I quote, "We live in one of the rottenest countries that have ever, existed on this earth."
What do you think about the USA?
What do you think about the USA? It should burn! Death to America!
Congresswoman Tlaib?
Fox News. I don't talk to Fox News.
At a rally in your district, people were chanting death to America. Do you condemn?
Not talk to Fox News.
But do you condemn chants of death to America?
I don't talk to people that use racist tropes.
You have all these proxy wars going on. What's happening in the Caribbean with Venezuela, what's happening with Iran, what's happening with Russia, and all these different allied forces fighting with each other. That's the definition of a world war. And that's what all of the mainline analysts are saying. This really is World War IV. That's what the Pentagon's actually calling it in the academic papers that the United States is fighting right now.
China just cut off all rare earth mineral exports to anybody that works for the U.S. They control 95% of it, okay? The globalists allowed them to be in a position like that.
So what happens if China successfully cuts off rare earth mineral supplies to the U.S. for a protracted period of time? Is this really the apocalypse for our war machine in many respects? Or is this all just sort of tutting by the Chinese in lieu of getting a good deal from us?
Yeah, I don't think the defense industry will get rare earths from now on. It's not a ban.
Wow.
Commercial industries will get it. But you had a major car maker here go down. They shut down this a few months ago for 2 months. They didn't have the rare earth magnets from China. They got restarted, but they literally had to get Trump on the phone to call China. So the defense industry won't get it. They're going to put export control. So China is a very controlled economy. You have to have licenses for importing, for exporting. They're going to make sure, okay, Ford, you're going to buy, or GM or whoever, you're going to buy 50,000 rare earth magnets that has X amount of grams of rare earth. That's all you're getting. So they're going to make sure this doesn't go into the U.S. defense supply chain. I think that's kind of a given. I don't think they're going to get any.
This is absolutely out of control.
As commander of U.S. Army Pacific, you saw this firsthand in Alaska. What did you see?
I took an intelligence briefing. And I was stunned to find out the amount of penetrations that had been happening at our bases up there by Chinese nationals that were in the United States. These individuals were going to the gate. Some of them were getting into the installations. And when they were getting into the installations, they would have cameras and unmanned aerial vehicles in the trunks of their cars. And these things were also happening off the installations, flying in and around our installations, in and around our training areas. We have an enormous training area up in Alaska. The Donley and Yukon training areas is probably the largest ground and airspace that we have in the United States Army, and it's in Alaska. And so Russia and China are serious about their activities up there. I think Russia has always been serious about it. I think China has woken up to its seriousness about it because of the gains that can be made. And then I also think that securing our northern flank from threats, be they missile or be they economic threats, where we don't have access of our reach over the Arctic Ocean, and that we get penetrated by adversaries in ways that would put the United States and the Western Hemisphere at risk.
So we're in the new world war. And that's what all the big think tanks have been saying for a couple of years. But now it's official, okay? You've got all these different proxy wars going on. This is the new world war. Now, the CIA called the Cold War World War III. I agree with that term. This is really World War IV. And it's getting kinetic. It's economic. It's cultural. And it's incredibly dangerous. You'll be laying in your bed one night. You'll be driving down the highway after work. And there'll be big flashes you see. And then 10 seconds later, your car is going to be overturned, probably on fire. And then life as you know it's over. You won't get back to your family. There'll be mass starvation and death. And there'll be a new literal dark age with enough dust in the atmosphere to cause a mini ice age. And they estimate 7 billion people will die in a nuclear war. There'll be maybe 500 million left, which is what these death cult people fetish all day long.
Hey,
Harrison, I am so excited to talk to you. I want to plug the Irish Steam Off was a big game changer for me. I was having a lot of like thermoregulation issues, like morning severe chills and cold in the morning. Hmm. All that stopped with the Steam Off because it's a thyroid issue, and the Steam Off has that iodine to heal your thyroid.
Isn't that amazing?
The Methylene Blue. Yeah, the Methylene Blue, life-changing. I love it. I don't need caffeine anymore. It's amazing, but I'm trying to be quick.
It's all right. Hey, when you're plugging, we got all the time in the world.
I love his supplement formula. I am an acupuncturist. I have a master's degree in Chinese medicine, and he's got some really good formulas put together, and they work really well. I really appreciate it. I've stopped taking all of my other stuff that I was taking, and I just take a lot of you guys' stuff. I mean, because I love you and I want to support everything you guys are doing, but the formulas are good.
You can only find out for yourself what effects these things will have. TheAlexJonesStore.com.
Discover trends and global developments years before they happen right here on The Alex Jones Show.
What's going on, guys? Welcome back. I was going to take the week off, but I got to be honest, I don't trust my staff. I don't trust Gavin McInnes. I think he's a racist. I think he's an anti-Semite. I think he's a boob. I think he's an alcoholic. And I don't trust his sidekick, me.
I was going to say exactly that, Gavin McInnes.
Wait, you just called me Gavin McInnes, dude.
Oh, sorry, I did.
You wrecked it.
Fucking, we blew it.
It's like that Roman Polanski movie where they're fornicating in kinky ways and he has a pig mask on and he says something like, you like that? And she goes, you ruined it. Pigs don't talk. Pigs. It's funny if certain phrases just stick with you. Now, I saw that 25 years ago and every time I see a pig, I'm like, pigs don't talk. Welcome to InfoWars. I'm guest hosting. My name is Gavin McInnes. If you're not familiar with me, well, you're wrong. I started Vice Media in 94. The Proud Boys, hipsters, gentrified Williamsburg. A lot of mini discoveries that I've noticed last night watching the Oscars. But I've done a lot of stuff. I red-pilled a generation, all right? And I pick my nose a lot. You got a problem with that? I was watching InfoWars up to this, thinking about Alex. A fascinating guy. He's always on. Alex, he's much more, I had dinner with him a few times, and when he's at like a steakhouse, he's much quieter. He talks about family a lot, and like, we should go to Hawaii. I got a great place there. And you'd think in Austin, and this is like, things have changed recently, but back when things were very bad, I would say 5 years ago, I was there with him in Austin walking around. They all love him. I've noticed that with Ann Coulter in New York City, too. I think it's because wimps tend not to approach you if you're right wing or seen as right wing. So what the left does is when they see an Ann or an Alex or a me, they just go. I just want to go over and go, dude, if you were in the Pagans and there was a hit out on me, I'd be pooping in my panties right now. But you're a milquetoast vegan. So the glare holds no merit, nothing. Sometimes it's a barf, a boomer, angry, retarded female. And they have even less oomph with their stares. One time a woman, I was in my driveway, shoveling my driveway, and she stared at me, stopped. She was probably 65 years old. 65 years old. And she stared at me, and I looked back at her like, what are we doing here? Are we going to fight? And then she went like this. What? She wasn't even near me. She was like 30 feet away. So maybe if you were like just dozing off in front of the TV and someone came up from the side of your armchair and went, you might go, what the? But at the end of a snowy driveway? Anyway. So yeah, we do a show here. It's called Compound Censored because we merged with Compound Media. I'll try not to do a commercial for my network on someone else's, but it's about 10 bucks a month. Use the promo code Gavin. Varies with various promo codes. A new show every day. Mondays are casual Mondays, where we just shoot the crap. Tuesdays is serious. That's more of Harrison Smith, Iran stuff for an hour and a half, 2 to 3:30. Wednesdays, Anthony Kumi and I of Opie and Anthony fame, the shock jock, we get together and just rap. Thursdays is a fun show. That's there's call-ins, there's emails, there's chats, and me and three cops and a felon watch police videos and comment on it. But the felon was banned recently for threatening my co-star here, Sean, and his wife. But I think I should lift that ban.
Yeah, that's fine with me.
Because you went to his bar last night or two nights ago.
A couple days ago, yeah.
So I can't white knight you.
Yeah.
If she's not traumatized anymore.
Fine with me.
So that's the kind of drama we have going on here. And then Fridays, we do the God Wheel. Wherein I spin this and he tells us what to talk about. Oh, it ended on Gav's choice.
Thanks, God.
So Harrison was being very serious there. We'll keep this light. I really want to talk about trans violence. Mass shootings are predominantly people of color, if you really want to get down to the statistics. The media narrative is that it's incels, which is not a thing. Incels are a thing. Incel mass shootings are not. Even Dylan Roof is the go-to one. He went to a white place first, a white school. His priorities were places without a gun, and he ended up at a black church. I know you have a picture of him with the Confederate flag. I got a picture of Billy Idol with the Confederate flag, okay? So I want to get into that. We'll see how much time we have. We've only got an hour together here. But I also want to cover what's happened recently. Oh, wait. Before we do that, I got a meeting with my tailor tonight. You may have noticed that I'm dressed incredibly well, even wearing a McInnis tartan tie. That's thanks to Nita Fashions. And so they're in New York, which is when I meet them. I call it, it's for cheap, rich guys. And you go, you can get contact them on their website, Nita Fashions, on their Instagram page, Nita Fashions. Many ways to find them. And then you book an appointment, and they'll be in your town. They'll be in Boston, then in D.C. They come at least every 6 months, Atlanta, Houston, Dallas. And you get fitted, right? You sit there, you drink whiskey. It's all dudes. It's one of the last bastions of masculinity. Boxing gyms have been infiltrated. Barbershops have been infiltrated. What's left? Pickleball. Nope. Golf has been infiltrated. What are the...
Skiing's been infiltrated.
Skiing's been infiltrated. But I'm talking specifically females.
Oh, yeah.
What are men-only spaces? Dive bars have been infiltrated. So it's one of the few places where women, you just don't see them. And I don't think tailors like women. I've actually heard from these tailors that women just will not stop with the changes. They want little tweaks there.
Alterations,
that's the word. So we're in a rush here. I also have some exciting news. Anthony Cumia, Tommy Robinson has made it into America. He was on Russell Brand's podcast. I think he did Megyn Kelly, didn't he? He didn't make Joe Rogan. He did Tim Pool. And he's been doing talks and appearing on every podcast of note.
He did Alex Jones, right?
He did Alex Jones. Yeah. I said when I tweeted out Batman meets Robin. I mean, Batman meets Superman. And so we're doing a meet and greet with him here in New York. It's a place called the America First Warehouse on Long Island, Ronkonkoma. It's a great choice for someone like Tommy Robinson because it's all cops and firemen, and basically everyone is caring. Long Island is much better than Manhattan when it comes to gun laws. So it's not a place where you have to worry about getting attacked because the person will get lit up. So that's April 11th, and I'll check my Twitter page, Gavin_McInnis, very boomery thing to do. And that will have dates. I think tickets will go on sale tomorrow. We just settled it on the weekend. So that'll be fun. How was your weekend, Sean?
I had a good weekend. I went to a comedy show with Dom Selesky and his buddy, the guy there.
I thought he was my friend.
No, he shunned you because of the Proud Boys thing, and now he likes my thing, which is the Feels Like Guys, where we only refer to the Feels Like temperature and not what it says.
Well, that's your club?
Yeah, it's my little club.
Huh. Yeah. It seems very limited.
Well, a lot
I mean,
of
the Proud
like
Boys
it, yeah.
have, you know, they want less government, they want to venerate the entrepreneur, glorify the housewife, they're pro-First Amendment, promote the Second Amendment, the end of shame, Western chauvinism. They don't watch porn, no self-gratification, that's for the ladies, So that's stop the military industrial complex in prisons, the prison industrial complex, I should say.
Well, we watch porn, and our porn is the feels like temperature.
Okay. Well, you sound more like you're competing with my other club, the Butt Boys.
Yep.
And the Butt Boys sounds gay, but it's a club where we prevent people butting in line. And our main battleground is the Isles of Plains.
You're right. It does sound gay.
When you get out of your seat, block the aisle and make sure everyone, old ladies, everyone gets off the plane. If you're in row 14, I want 0 to 14 empty, unless they're severely handicapped and they want to wait till the plane's empty. But I want the plane empty before 15 goes.
I take it back. I like that club.
It's a great club.
Yeah.
Great club. Women want to join? No. Because you have to get ready. You have to be ready to throw down. I have a very exciting story. I had a Pat LaFrieda burger last night. You know when you have unbelievable meat and you can't stop thinking about it for days? Like it was, I can't go back. I'm not plugging Pat LaFrieda. I'm not involved in his brand, but wow. That's also what I did this weekend. And I'm kind of in a fight with my wife.
Hmm.
You know why?
No, I don't.
I would like more companionship and sober companionship. She's happy to hang if she's had a few wines, but we don't do date night. And I said to her, I go, how come the Girolas go out on date night once a week and we never do date nights? And you know what she said?
What?
She said, because I'm a lazy bitch. Hmm. That was going to be my neutron bomb. Like Harrison Smith was talking about Sun Tzu's Art of War. One of the ones must be, say the horrible thing about yourself that the other person was about to say, so they can't say anything. Mm. So I'm putting her in the doghouse, which is a dangerous, dangerous game, as all married men probably know. Because you're denying someone something that they don't necessarily need. It's like saying to Santa, I'm on strike. Don't bother coming by my house this year.
Don't even bring the coal.
Don't even, I'm not interested. I'll have milk and cookies if you have to come, but I don't want your stupid presents. And Santa's like, oh, really? Huh. And then, you know, you're sort of like, well, I mean, if you have to come by, you could drop something off. So I think I'm going to chicken out actually today. You don't have to, like, the beauty of marriage after 25 years, too, is you don't have to put all your cards on the table and say, like, I'm mad at you. You can just go pass the salt, and then the whole thing's over. The silent treatment's over. I feel like this is very un-Alex Jones, isn't it?
Only two papers instead of, like,
well, it's also, every time I watch his show, I'm a cheap person. I'm Scottish. And we are cheaper than any other demographic. And that shocks a lot of people until they meet us. And it distracts me when I watch InfoWars because I just see color pictures. Like my wife will do that on a show. Oh, I printed out the tickets for like the Mets game and she's printed out an ad that's all black. And I'm like, that's $1,000 you just spent. We're broke. We have to remortgage the house. You switch it to black and white and you only print out the text. I even shrink the font to 9 points. Hmm. So it doesn't take up too many pages. But Alex, full page color pictures, what is the budget for their ink? It must be 50% of their budget. Another thing about Alex too, when you're on his show is it's hard. Like you'll go, you always got your ear to the ground. You always know what's up. What do you think is going to be happening with the economy in the next 5 years with tariffs and without tariffs? Oh, wow. Yeah, where to get started? I mean, lots of things. With tariffs, it'll be good. Without tariffs, it'll be bad. Can I get my questions in advance? I used to do Gutfeld a lot, and you get your questions like 7 hours in advance. So you were a total expert by the time I went on at 3 a.m. Anyway, I'm blethering on. Last night, the Oscars was on, and Zach Eggers, he was a buddy of mine. He was in a comedy troupe called The Whitest Kids You Know. That was him. They gave us They gave us a tape, a VHS tape, back in, I'm going to say, like 2001. And it was a VHS tape duct taped to a 40. Back then, the 40-ounce beers, the thing college kids would do is you duct tape your hands to them, so you had to drink the whole thing to be free.
Edward 40 hands.
A what?
Edward 40 hands.
Edward 40 hands. I love that kind of stuff. I'm so excited my boy's off to college and he can relive my youth. And then they kept moving up. It was very popular. We didn't help them. That was one of the few cases. I mean, we wrote about them a little bit, but I can't take credit for Whitest Kids You Know. And then they got a gig to do a movie about a centerfold. And I think Trevor Moore, the brunette you saw in that picture, I think he goes to like meet his dream girl, and it was terrible and it bombed. And Hollywood is very fickle. So you'd think that would be the end. Trevor Moore died. He fell off a balcony drunk. And that's the end. But then Zach Eggers, when he was doing really well, he brought me around to a bunch of TV studios and said, Gavin wants to do a show on how-tos, how to fight a baby, how to fix this. It's like that's the vessel for the comedy, but it's a how-to show. It's not really a how-to show. Thank you, Zach. And then he wasn't that successful. He did the movie Savage, which is amazing, low-budget horror. It's kind of weird how the black chick goes back in to save the white guy that she doesn't know. But besides that, it's amazing. And now you're out of the bad books in Hollywood, which is almost impossible. That's a really huge accomplishment to get out of their bad books. It's like putting your wife in the doghouse. And then he did Weapons.
And Barbarian first. That was also pretty big.
Wait, am I confusing Savage with Barbarian?
I think so, maybe.
Yeah, that sounds
Barbarian.
Right.
Barbarian, yeah, Barbarian.
Which was Barbarian? Was that the one where there's someone in the basement?
That was...
Click on it. Yeah. Sorry. Whoops. We're being corrected live.
Pretty good.
I hope I don't get sued for $3.5 billion because I got something wrong. That's the way it works here on InfoWars, right? We've got 10 seconds left?
No, we actually have 6 minutes and 30 seconds.
Did I talk over a commercial break?
Nope.
Okay. I just heard a sound there. So he not only did he win, but Conan O'Brien made the intro. The whole montage of the intro was based on the ending of Weapons, which is kind of a spoiler in many ways.
Yeah.
But let's have a brief look at that, starring the song Sabotage by the Beastie Boys. Are we allowed to play songs on this network?
Oh, yeah, good point.
It's pretty funny.
All right, Conan, you look great, and the show's about to start, so time to hit the stage.
I feel like something's a little off.
Really?
Yeah.
Terrible acting
at the Oscars. Don't you think it's a bit much?
No.
Wait, shouldn't there be laughing?
Fine, so break a leg.
No, I think you used way too much.
Skip ahead.
Oh, sweetie, yeah.
Wow, that's cool. Oh, that's from the actual movie. What am I doing? They did a good job. You know, the problem with movies now is it's all LED lighting since like 2011. And now everything has this washed out look. So all you got to do to mimic a movie is wash out all the color in your clip and it'll look like you're in it.
What the hell is that?
It's a race interruption. Anyway, that goes on. It's funny. I can't look at Conan O'Brien without thinking of that time. He was mocking Trump for implying that Haiti is a bleep hole. So he went to Haiti to prove them wrong. Anderson Cooper hooked him up with some gay millionaire who has the only nice place there, probably to take advantage of the poor local boys. I don't know. He also went swimming, I think, in the part of the ocean that the Marriott owns. But yeah, you didn't do it. Go to 1-7. You cannot get worse in Haiti. I believe Port-au-Prince is the rape capital of the world. South Africa's running in close second, but has the highest crime ever. There's raw sewage. They haven't figured out how to deal with raw sewage yet, which is the rest of the world 150,000 years ago. And there's more garbage than a river in India. It is the dictionary definition of a bleep hole. Can you even walk there? Without getting AIDS? Isn't it run by a cannibal named Barbecue right now? Or has Barbecue been outvoted by another cannibal? Thank God they got the French out of there, huh? And ended slavery. It's like apartheid. Thank God South Africa was liberated from the evil white man. By the way, speaking of sabotage, I was reading the Beastie Boys book this weekend. Did you know they made no money from License to Ill?
Oh, because of the samples probably, right?
Nope.
No?
That's very expensive too. I mean $0. Not like they had to pay a lot of royalties. License to Ill, Fight for Your Right to Party, all of that went to Rick Rubin and Russell Simmons. So their first album, as far as they know, as far as money goes, was Paul's Boutique and touring, of course.
Paul's Boutique famously has like 2,000 samples on it too. So that's
right, so that probably wasn't, it didn't have a big net. So I think the reason Beastie Boys have money, I always assumed it was License to Ill, but it's Check Your Head and all that stuff. License, the other one, Ill Communication. So it was cool seeing that chick win, but I assume they were going to make Sinner's Best Picture, but that's a little too on the nose, and they knew that they'd be memed to oblivion. So they made it the Antifa movie, All Things Must Get Crushed or some garbage with like a intensely diverse cast and Leonardo DiCaprio. That's 1-8. The set was pretty cool, I got to say.
One battle after another.
We should watch that live on the network, Sean.
Yeah, let's do it. Jim Downey's in it.
What?
Yep. I saw it in theaters. I was about to walk out, and then Jim Downey was in it. So I was like, well, I guess I'll stay.
Dude, Jim Downey is Forrest Gump.
Yeah, he is.
I just texted him the other day. Obviously, he's in that new comedy, The Chair thing.
Chair Company.
He wrote every SNL sketch. But what the hell did I see him in recently? Hold on, now I'm downloading it. Downloading it. It's coming up. This is not good TV. Okay. I'll find that out in a second. I hate how your phone doesn't save your text pictures anymore. My buddy Mitch won. I discovered this guy back in the early 90s, Mitch Szczerbowski. And it's weird when you haven't seen someone in 30 years. You're like, I recognize that guy, but that must be his dad because that's an old guy. And then you realize, no. Those two dudes have been doing stop motion animation. They used to do a thing. They were called Clyde Henry Productions, and they did a little clay comic with us called Yuri Gagarin back in Vice Media days. They've been doing the exact same thing for 30 years. Stop motion animation in like a real, you know, Russian way. Got to hand it to them, man. And this is Montreal. But the beauty of the West is no matter how stupid your vocation is, like Howard Stern or even Alex Jones. I mean, no one thought that would go anywhere, but he just plugged away at it and turned it into a multi-billion-dollar business. Put your nose to the grindstone and you will win. And when we come back, trans violence will be dominating the screen.
So, CIA declassified documents last week, Operation Artichoke to poison vaccines, food supply, and the water to dumb us down and make us controllable. Now new documents about ESP control, how we're really electrochemical systems, liquid crystals, and the pineal gland, and how most people have microscopic to actual large worm infestations, not just from cats, you name it, like Kennedy has one in his brain, and they didn't tell the public most cancer, breast cancer, brain cancer is worms. Now, this is all over the place. Joe Rogan talks about it, I have for years. But here it is. Scientists and doctors figuring out now, the CIA knew in 62 that dewormers could reverse most cancers and didn't tell the public that's mass murder. Here it is.
My parasite medications work against cancer cells. And it turns out that the parasites use mitochondrial substrate level phosphorylation in the tissue. They, And these embendazole, fenbendazole kill these parasites. So I tried it on the cancer cell. And sure as hell, it targets the mitochondrial substrate and glycolysis. So we have a mechanism now why parasite medications are working. But cancer is not a parasite. All these people say, oh, cancer is a parasite. It's not a parasite. Parasites and tumors use a common metabolic pathway. And a drug that works against parasites can be very effective against cancer. And that's what we begin to see, especially under nutritional ketosis.
So to be clear, the anti-parasite drugs cut off the same mechanism in cancer, but we now know and have known that a lot of cancers from parasites, it's double good. And I don't sell that, but you can buy it online. And my medical doctor told me years ago, take this once a year as a regimen. I do. That's important information you might want to write down, folks, okay? All right. Ladies and gentlemen, you can look it up. Go to the UN's own website. They admit it. Over 2 billion people have cognitive disabilities because they do not have enough iodine. In the 20s, they found this house were put in the salt. IQs went up about 20 points on average, 15, 20 points. Well, we have the very best atomic iodine in the world. Has been available in several years, ladies and gentlemen. But we have the original X2 back, but even stronger, pure atomic. Atomic isn't radioactive. It means it's on the periodic table. It is absolutely pure. And I mix that with ultramethylene blue that is also on record good for your pineal gland and reversing the calcification, the rest of it. Your Doc Chambers on, medical doctor, special forces colonel, army colonel. And I said, what do you think methylene blue? He goes, oh, I've been on this since 2004. When I got blown up in Iraq, I had brain damage because it blew away the sheath that's on my nerves. So I did research and found out that they had studies going back over 100 years on methylene blue helping regrow the sheaths on your nerves and all the rest of it. Well, we've got the best methylene blue, and I just mixed the iodine with the methylene blue with this water. I'm going to drink this, and this is pure rocket fuel. So good for your body. Essential iodine with methylene blue together is amazing. Pretty scary looking, too. So, by the way, the new product is supposed to be available right now at theelvishowstore.com is T3. It's X2 back even better at theelvishowstore.com. So for all the fans that wanted it, everybody that wanted to get it, we have had it for over a year. It is back, reborn, like the Phoenix, even stronger. Exclusively available through our sponsor, theelvishowstore.com. But regardless, our methylene blue, our iodine is the best, and it does so many other things. Libido, stamina, energy. It skips the oxidation process in the cells, the methylene blue. And iodine works very similarly, and they go together like a horse and carriage. Get them both now. There's also another big sale as well at thealexshowstore.com, and I thank you for your support.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Live from the Infowars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. Tomorrow's news today.
Sometimes I got to make a correction here, folks. I don't know. I said I don't like Gavin McInnes. I said he's inaccurate, and he'd already made about 100 mistakes in that opening segment, which seemed to be wandering around talking about Hollywood. This is a serious news network. We don't really care who won Best Picture. My God. But Mr. McGinnis suggested that I only owed $3.75 billion. The actual fee, as reported in Bloomberg, it's hard to find, they took it all down, was $2.7 trillion. Now, I want to reach out to every single American here, and I know they're $6,000 in debt with credit cards, but if they can put together $8,000 each, we might be able to get a handle on my lawsuit. Please, so please reach deep in your pockets. $8,000. I'm not joking.
It was I didn't realize that. I was corrected during the break. The initial price Sandy Hook families seek, $2.7 trillion. Now, I ran the numbers on my little calculator. That's $8,000 per American. Babies, old ladies, illegals, every person that's walking around in this America shape with Alaska and Puerto Rico thrown in for good measure, have to pay $8,000 to pay off $2.7 trillion. The average American credit card debt is $6,000. Isn't that incredible? Yeah. Okay. And every time something like that happens, I go, okay, so those are the rules now? All right. Well, then what about weapons of mass destruction? What about the Russian dossier? If everyone's paying trillions of dollars for their mistakes, then we got to even the playing field here. CBS, editing your interview with Kamala Harris. How many billions is that? I kind of like that Trump is suing some of these people for these lies. So I don't know if I'll be able to cram this into the next segment. We've got about 24 minutes. But as I said earlier, the general pattern with mass shootings is Black and Hispanics. But there is a new trend, and it's getting especially bad, and it is trans violence. Now, I want to be clear here when I talk about these examples. I'm talking about murders, deaths, dead people. And by my calculations, go show the next card there. Since 2018, and by the way, February was particularly bad, there's been 18 trans shooters, though Google denies, I think maybe even Grok denies there's a pattern here, and 43 deaths. That's real bad. And I'm not talking about kiddie porn or rape or assault or getting shot in the leg. Those numbers are obviously much higher, dozens. And we actually already did. We did a whole thing on Drag Queen Story Hour. It's free on the site, and it was 10 drag queens. And it was like the worst things you can imagine with molesting kids, owning child porn. One of the top sponsors for Drag Queen Story Hour was caught with child porn. It's definitely a pattern. So keep in mind when I'm telling you all these, I'm just going for the worst things. Like today, this was from today. 08. Yeah. Just today, like a few hours ago, this came up. And it's child performs at a drag burlesque show in Austin. Oh, Austin Street Brewery in Portland, Maine. Even leftists on Maine Reddit are saying this went way too far. It's being reported that a biological boy from middle school was dressed up as a girl to dance for adults. And by the way, whenever they dance, they always hand out money. That's from strip clubs. That's how strippers make their money. This is also from today, which is why that Simpsons graphic is so helpful. Church. It's at a church. How demonic is that? There's going to be a demonic theme throughout this, by the way. Watertown, Wisconsin. Church held a drag show with a female to male transgender Christ on a cross during Lent. Notice the children giving money to the sex workers. What is wrong with people sending the asteroid? You know, I'm a real libertarian when it comes to the way we treat our citizens, but I don't know, man. I'm starting to believe in blasphemy laws. If you go do this at a church, this isn't just like a metal band saying shout at the devil or something. I obviously don't want that kind of stuff messed with. I don't want Ozzy Osbourne to have been sent to jail for Blizzard of Oz. But this kind of stuff is demonic, and it's sabotage, and it's an attack on Jesus Christ. Go to 07, by the way. I haven't even started yet, but go to 07. This was a new law in Florida, death penalty for pedos. Finally. Florida just keeps winning. This fall, Florida students will be... that's not the same thing. Anti-communist classes. Sorry, I sent the wrong link. But I also read recently that Florida is going to be instituting the death penalty for anyone who molests a kid. This one just happened, February 22nd. They love their Februaries. Is that because of Valentine's Day? I don't know. This I'm not counting. This was just a mere shooting. Bluzik Daly, who identifies as trans, was arrested in New Hampshire for allegedly opening fire on Border Patrol agents. They love killing cops, but they really like Border Patrol agents because it's a double whammy for them. One, I'm killing a cop. Second, I'm defending migrants, who probably hate them. Daly reported he tried to flee and crash into a snowbank where law enforcement made the arrest. So he's... I mean, in a bizarre way, he's kind of a victim of this propaganda. What happens when you hit play?
There's the video. We were first to break this story late on Sunday night, and it's been tough to get information. It's really been piecemeal. But now we know that this suspect is from Manchester.
Right, boring. Isabella O'Reilly Valdez, a.k.a. Jimmy, and her friend were just caught plotting to kill a student because they were going to take his blood and use that blood in a satanic ritual to bring Adam Lanza back to life.
As one does.
As one does. Don't judge. Freedom of religion here in America. Murder plot to resurrect Sandy Hook shooter. Wait, that wasn't... Was that Adam Lanza?
Yeah.
Careful, it's a very, very expensive subject to go near.
Yes, it absolutely was.
Without a shadow of a doubt. I don't have $8,000 per American. It's a pattern. I was thinking about why it's a pattern. Who are these people? And I think there's three main reasons. One is they're weirdos with mental issues who are looking for an answer. And you don't feel comfortable in your own skin. That's an expression, right? So they go, well, maybe you're born in the wrong body. Oh, that explains me not being comfortable in my own skin. So then you change your skin to another gender. It doesn't solve your problems. You become a homicidal maniac because you think I put all my eggs in that basket. And I maimed myself. It's one. Two, it's like a chicken or the egg thing. Like Antifa, I'm sure, has a lot of people who are anarchists and wanted to fight the government, whatever. And then some bad apples showed up. This is the bad apples part of that. And the bad apples show up in Antifa because they go, oh, there's a place you can wear a mask and kick ladies in the head when they're down for not taking the vaccine. I'm in. And it's the same with trans. They go, wait, there's a way you can go to girls' bathrooms and masturbate and you just put a wig on and people think that you belong there. I'm in. So they don't have gender dysmorphia. They just see a place where they can get away with evil. And then three, of course, they're on SSRIs, selective serotonin reuptake inhibitors. And it doesn't seem real what I'm doing. Pew, 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 pew. Seems like a video game. I also, by the way, blame video games a little bit, but I'm too libertarian to take that on right now. Okay, so let's start. I've been meaning to start this since 2 o'clock or 1 o'clock. Let's go with Robert Drogon. Let's try to power through these because there's a lot, Sean.
Okay.
So be quick on the draw. This was a guy, he actually praised me and some other right-wingers. Not a good look. And he was a beefy man who decided he was a woman. The family didn't support it, so he killed them. That's the father-in-law. Father-in-law took a little while, Gerald Drogon, but he killed his son and his ex-wife. So there's three deaths right there. Two, we've got Marissa Tubner, also known as Marty Tubner. That was February 14th. But 10 days before, the one I just showed you. Oh, I'm sorry, 2 days before. 16th was the first one. 14th, sorry for the hokey picture. I couldn't find another one of her. This is probably a lesbian who's on T. This one I would put on the drugs. She's on T. She probably got dumped by Markeela and decided to murder her. This one I'm not counting. Trinity Shockley, a student at Mooresville High School, was arrested by police reportedly for planning to commit a mass shooting on Valentine's Day. This was February 12th of last year. And again, they love their Februaries. I think there's a link there, Sean, not a graphic. Yeah. So if not for the tenacious law enforcement, we would be listing her as another mass murderer. But we're only at three now. We're ignoring that one. I can't stress enough how I'm only doing actual dead bodies here. And the path of destruction is much more vast. But it's also a good litmus test. You know, if two people died in a mass shooting, then probably a dozen more were injured. And two dozen more brutally traumatized by being there. Jesse Strang, Jesse Van Rootseller. That was February 10th of this year. Oh, I kind of screwed up by putting in Trinity Shockley there because that was last year. This is still 2026. So February 16th, February 14th, and February 10th of this year, we've had three trans mass shootings. Just last month, And this one was particularly bad with 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 dead. A teacher and random students. And the reason I wanted to do this was to show the victims. We always show these shooters who are desperate for immortality. But it's important to show that, you know, it's not Boss Hogg they're killing or some quote-unquote fascist. It's some little black kid, some teacher's assistant, some little boy. You screwed up there.
Oops.
And, of course, CNN calls it a gun issue. Is that the one where they called it a gun person? Then that was in BC, right?
It might have been this one.
Yeah, yeah, I think that was the one. Yeah, that is the one. They called it a gun person, 2-3.
Yeah.
And when I'm watching these, I'm going through these. That's a guy, the RCMP, Royal Canadian Mounted Police, below that video.
Yeah.
He calls them gun people, which I guess I am, right? Turn it up.
That includes the deceased gun person.
Okay. And then separately, do you know the
gun person? Because that's what this is all about, of course, guns. Not the three things I mentioned. And by the way, while I'm going through this, I'm thinking of all these hate watch losers, like at Media Matters and SPLC and ADL, who were focused on guys like you or me using a rude word in our social media 6 years ago, or making jokes that are Trojan horses and could possibly lead to racism. And you're like, there's 20 blacks killed today by blacks. There's 200 opioid overdoses today. We're seeing almost a death a month here. We had, ten deaths in just February from these brutally mentally ill trans shooters. And you're focused on fascists? I think I'm going to make a shirt that just says fascist. Because they've made it cool. September 10th of last year, Tyler Robinson. Now, people will probably get mad at me putting this in because they go, he's not trans. He's trans. His boyfriend is trans. He's a trans activist. He has the same motives as all these other people. We're counting it. His girlfriend was Lance Twiggs, who was his boyfriend. It's hard to find a picture of Lance. And as you'll notice in other ones, they tend to work in teams. And I think it's likely that Tyler Robinson threw himself under the bus for Lance and did the murder for Lance. Poor bastard. Charlie Kirk, all of them. I mean, I know that sounds weird to say, but they're all sort of victims in a sense. Obviously, Charlie Kirk, a billion times more than the shooters, but like his life's over. And for what? He thought it was a noble pursuit that he was killing a bigoted transphobe, but you weren't. So you ruined many, many lives with that dumb gesture. August, remember, 2025 was only 6 months ago. Oh, it was 3 months ago, but August was about 6 months ago. Robin Westman. This was at the Church of the Annunciation in Windham, a neighborhood of Minneapolis, Minnesota. Remember this guy? Attack took place during a scheduled school-wide mass attended by the students at the... You know, in my neighborhood in Westchester, there's always a cop car in front of a construction site. If they're repairing a pothole or something or ripping up the roads, there's always one cop car there. Why can't there be a cop car at every school? Or, and this drives the left nuts, they go, you want teachers to be killing kids? No, we want teachers who already have legal gun permits to be able to bring that legal gun permit concealed at school. Because I believe that these maniacs choose schools because they know they won't get shot. Okay, I'm in a rush here. Around this time, we start hearing about the Zizians. Now, that main guy, Jack, I don't think he's ever personally killed anyone, but the rest of them have. Right below Jack, we have the couple who killed a border guard. That girl on the left... Boy, whatever that is, I listed him as sort of killing himself because he got into a shoot. Another one killed their parents. I was thinking about this morning, too. Like, your friends say some crazy stuff. Like, do you want to stand on the hood of this truck while we drive down this dirt road? You can surf the truck. And you go, yeah. maybe you try drugs or you try shotgunning a beer or something. And they go, you know that landlord that's given us flack? Yeah, let's kill him. What? You know my parents who don't take our gender dysphoria seriously? Yeah, I want to kill them. Yeah, me too. I'm like, I hate my mom. No, I'm going to murder them. Like, how do you get a group of people in on this? It seems statistically impossible. So, yeah, the Zizians are a pattern here that the media is determined to ignore. They shot the border guard. So this is Ophelia Backholt and Milo, that's a made-up name, Consuelo Youngblood. Go to that card. That's another Zizian death. They were on the lam. They were looking for cops to kill. Border guard is better than a cop, so they were thrilled to be able to murder him. He's dead. I talked to a medvac guy this morning, actually, because he knew I've been talking about this all week. And he said, I picked up, they don't tell us who we're picking up. And the Ophelia there, the pink-haired girl, he said she was lying on her back staring at the ceiling in the hospital room. She wanted to know what happened to Milo. And I don't know, she or he, whatever. And he said, dude, when I walked in the room, I saw her lying there staring at the ceiling, and I felt, this is Ophelia he's talking about. I think Ophelia is the pink-haired one. He goes, I felt air leave my lungs. He goes, I saw, and I go, it sounds like you said you saw Satan. And he goes, yeah, and I called my parents. I told them, I said, I think I just saw the devil. Maximilian Schneider, January 17th of last year. Another Zizian. Now, this is the guy I was talking about. This landlord was on their side, trying to help them out. They gouged out his eye in a knife attack. He still lived, kept going. And then this guy says, you know that landlord who is letting us stay in a trailer on his land? Let's kill him. He keeps asking for rent. Done. Dylan Jesse Butler. That was the Perry High School shooting. Not to be confused with Jesse Lang. This is January of 2024 now. So we've now only gone a whole 2 years behind. And again, look at the victims. This guy was gender fluid. He had rainbow flags in his bio. Some random black kid and the principal of the school dead. Why again? I don't know. You didn't take me seriously. You called me a nut. Yeah. Well, you kind of proved my point by murdering me. Number nine, Julia Egler. And they murdered her. She's the one who murdered her parents. I was just talking about that. That was actually not her parents. That's her mom, and her mom was dating a much younger man. They're both dead for not taking her seriously. I love the terrorist mentality, too, that, like, that's going to change people's minds. Like those nuts who go, and I've heard this from right and left-wing people, they go, we got to start killing judges. It's the only way to make a change. Yeah. That'll stop judges making decisions against you and seeing you as a terrorist. Good plan. Hey, Joe, where are you going with that gun? I'm going down to kill my old lady. I got to mess around with another man. You're going to go kill your girlfriend for cheating on you? Then you're going to go to Mexico? Kim Brady Carricker. That's just a weird dude. That's him in drag there, being Kimbra. And look at the black people he murdered. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 dead. What's the story there? It was like, was it at a cookout or something? 3-9? And where were they? What were they doing?
Philadelphia.
Mass shooting, Kingston section. He pleaded guilty. Oh, this is just family members of those killed gathered outside the courtroom. Yeah, this is just talking about the sentencing. I mean, the sentencing, whatever. Should be an eye for an eye, right? Aiden Hale, number 11. Out of these 18, I better hurry. We're going to run out of time. That was the Nashville shooting. That was the one where the manifesto was hidden from us. I think Steven Crowder got a hold of it and leaked it. And again, look at the victims. These are the fascists that you're punishing. Is this the plan here, or is it more of like a jihadi thing where you kill our most innocent to make us mad? Well, you've definitely achieved the latter. I'm mad. She hated Christians and targeted them. which again is demonic, right? Number 12, Michelle Zajko, another Zizian, by the way. She also murdered her parents. These were his actual parents. So she thought she was a he. I know this is terrible, but sometimes when you see these people looking old, don't you sort of go, well, at least you had sort of a life? I know that's a horrible thing to think. 13, Anderson Lee Aldrich. That was the Colorado Springs shooting. The narrative, of course, is that it's just another Pulse shooting. If you recall the Pulse shooting, which I believe killed like 84 people, that's him getting tuned up after the shooting. But the old gun violence and homophobia, he was non-binary, gender fluid, and he killed his fellow non-binary, gender fluid people. The Pulse shooting was a Muslim who hated gays and wanted to punish them. But the media is denying us this information because they're better than us. And they don't want to foment anti-trans sentiment, so they spare us certain news stories. If it's a white guy, yeah, they can go nuts because they're not worried about white guys getting hurt. But if it's trans or a protected class, then the media, they spare us the details. Another Zizian, Emma Boranian. Now, this is a weird one because they encouraged her to get into a shootout with cops, and she was killed in the process. She or he, I can't tell. So that's the only time you'll see the same face on both sides. She was killed during an attack on the guy with one eye I showed earlier. She was shot in the shootout with him. And then this one is interesting. Devin Erickson and Alec McKinney. I hope we're still going. How are we doing for commercials here?
We are at 1 minute, 30 seconds.
So Devin Erickson and Alec McKinney, he was, there was a pair that teamed up, which is why I think the Charlie Kirk shooting is not as simple as we think it is. Because the guy there with the pink hair basically convinced the lesbian to kill that kid. I don't think they were even going for him, but to shoot people. Sorry I put shot dead there. They're all shot dead in this whole thing. But they were in cahoots, so they're both in jail for life for that. And then we have Snokia Mosley. Now we're going all the way back to 2018. The one we just showed was 2019. And that was three people who were murdered. And then about five more seriously injured. And it's a pattern that goes back. I've got Perry Cerf here who beat a woman to death, broke her neck, and drank her blood. That was back in 2002. There was Adam Labuchain, who is a drag queen trans woman who raped a baby. And the more you look into this, you'll see it's a pattern that's been going back since we've been recording crime. And your instincts say, I feel uncomfortable around these people. I think there's something fishy about this situation. That's been the normal response our entire lives, and we've been taught to ignore that. Well, I'm not ignoring it. I'm uncomfortable if you appear mentally ill and violent, and that instinct is going to save my life and ideally your life.
So, CIA declassified documents last week, Operation Artichoke, to poison vaccines, food supply, and the water to dumb us down and make us controllable. Now new documents about ESP control, how we're really electrochemical systems, liquid crystals, and the pineal gland, and how most people have microscopic to actual large worm infestations, not just from cats, you name it, like Kennedy has one in his brain, and they didn't tell the public most cancer, breast cancer, brain cancer is worms. Ladies and gentlemen, you can look it up. Go to the UN's own website. They admit it. Over 2 billion people have cognitive disabilities because they do not have enough iodine. In the 20s, they found this out. They put it in the salt. IQs went up about 20 points on average, 15, 20 points. Well, we have the very best atomic iodine in the world. Has been available in several years, ladies and gentlemen. But we have the original X2 back, but even stronger. Pure atomic. Atomic isn't radioactive. It means it's on the periodic table. It is absolutely pure. And I mix that with ultramethylene blue that is also on record good for your pineal gland and reversing the calcification, the rest of it. Well, we've got the best methylene blue, and I just mixed the iodine with the methylene blue with this water. I'm going to drink this, and this is pure rocket fuel, so good for your body. Essential iodine with methylene blue together is amazing. Pretty scary looking, too. So, by the way, the new product is supposed to be available right now at thealexandrestore.com. It's T3. It's X2 back even better at thealexjonesstore.com. So for all the fans that wanted it, everybody that wanted to get it, We have had it for over a year. It is back, reborn, like the Phoenix, even stronger, exclusively available through our sponsor, theelvishowstore.com. But regardless, our methylene blue, our iodine is the best, and it does so many other things, libido, stamina, energy, and they go together like a horse and carriage. Get them both now. There's also another big sale as well at theelvishowstore.com, and I thank you for your support.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.